our understanding of this inflammatory cascade has also improved over time. So when we start on the left of this slide, of course, we'll start with the epithelial barrier. And here we see when we have dysfunction and breakdown of the epithelial barrier, we trigger these chemicals, these cytokines in our organs called alarmins. So thymostromic lymphopoietin, IL-25, IL-33. Now, in the past, you know, we really thought more about an allergic process, but we've come to understand that other things, viral particles, irritants, pollutants, bacteria, and endotoxins can actually trigger this cascade too. It will involve the IL type, innate lymphoid type 2 cells, as well as type 2 helper cells. And you'll see up the top is an allergic pathway, but this is really can be activated by non-allergic things. It is dominated by IL-4, 5, and 13, although other cytokines will come into play here. But you'll see IL-4 is the main cytokine that will activate B cells and involve them in something called isotype switching, where they'll switch from their native, naive immunoglobulin they're expressing on the cell surface to specifically switch to produce IgE. So you'll see that expressed on the diagram. It's secreted and then taken up by other cells and put on their surface by high affinity IgE receptors. You'll see IL-5 in the middle there. So IL-5 is like it says to the eosinophils, live long and prosper. It really increases the differentiation and survival of eosinophils. And then IL-4, 5, and 13 are very important to trafficking these eosinophils into different body organs and tissues. And then IL-13, that has that beautiful effect of fibrosis and muscle hypertrophy, as well as mucus hypersecretion, which everybody loves, mucus hypersecretion.